Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Lori Vallow Daybell. Stacey, is she competent? Is she completely pulling off a ruse on everyone that she is this crazy person? Or does she believe the things that she is saying?
Well, a court of law decided, well, I shouldn't say court of law, a judge has ruled that she is indeed competent. Oh, things I didn't think I'd see today.
Well, I mean, a lot of courts have already said this. And I think everyone's been kind of blown away every time going, well, what exactly is the bar for this?
Right.
Apparently pretty low or high. I don't know. They have ruled that she is competent to stand trial for the murder of her ex-husband. The decision comes after a series of competency evaluations and months of legal back and forth. And when they put her through the ringer on this, There, it's not just like somebody's like filling out a little form here at the, you know, front desk of a job you're applying for, and hopefully your competency exam doesn't rule you being a psychopath. They're talking to, you know, many people, hopefully, you know, some very competent evaluators who are going through and figuring this out. Siobhan Scott, one of our contributors on the show, used to be one of them in many places. You can speak to this very, very well. And it's a process. And if at the end of the day, they're like, you're competent, and they've done some work. Vallow, who was convicted in Idaho last year for the deaths of her two children, Tylee and JJ, as well as her involvement in the death of Tammy Daybell, her current husband, Chad Daybell's first wife, now faces two conspiracy to commit murder charges in Maricopa County, Arizona. The charges relate to the death of her ex-husband, mainly Charles Vallow, and a shooting attempt on her niece's ex-husband in Gilbert. The shooting was unsuccessful. The victim was unharmed. I believe that was Brandon Boudreau who that was. Following the extradition from Idaho to Arizona in November of last year, Vallow has booked into the Estrella Jail in Phoenix. It's a lot like the Fairfield Inn, except they don't have quite as many breakfast options, where she has remained for almost a year. In Arizona, Vallow has pled not guilty to the charges. The issue of Vallow's mental competency has been a central focus in both Idaho and the Arizona cases. In Idaho, Vallow was found incompetent to stand trial and at first was sent to a state hospital for treatment to restore her competency, if that's really a thing. She was later deemed competent and proceeded to trial. A similar evaluation was requested in Arizona by her previous attorney, but Vallow's new defense team argued that she was fit to stand trial. Why do we look at her competency? She's talking about her kids being alive in another place and having jobs, and that one of them killed the other one. It sounds totally sane. The prosecution, however, pushed for the continued evaluation, and multiple doctors were consulted.
Well, here's my rub. So to deem somebody competent, they need to be able to control their behavior and make rational decisions and not suffer from a mental illness.
They need to participate in their own defense is what the definition is. Be competent enough to participate in their own defense.
I have so many questions. I mean, she's nuts.
How is
she not suffering from a mental illness?
She clearly is. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. She doesn't make rational decisions because doesn't she think one of her kids is working at CVS in heaven?
Well, pretty close to that's what
Can you imagine the size of the receipts that you get in heaven? I mean, shit, here on earth, they're just like 3 feet long. They must be way bigger.
I bet they have a more efficient system there.
You think so? It's digital.
Do you think the hot dogs are better too? I mean, they're pretty good here on earth. I mean, I'm not quite sure how you improve upon this in heaven.
I don't know.
Maybe there's like caviar baked into the hot dog and there's creme fraiche on the bun. And
I'd be okay with that.
That's a great idea. I should do that this weekend.
Oh my God. That food on the brain. I'm thinking about CVS in heaven.
I think there's people in my world that go, he would fucking do that. I would. I seriously would. That's actually not a bad idea. I tried.
I'll write it down.
I tried it with scrambled eggs a couple weeks ago. Pretty good.
See, I live in such a podunk city that we don't have creme fraiche here.
Well, see, we have the internets, so we order it.
Would it get shipped to you? I can't get that shipped to me.
Well, actually, I can get creme fraiche at the grocery store. It's just basically like glorified whipped cream. Or not whipped cream. It's glorified like sour cream almost.
Sour cream.
Right? That's all that is. Yeah. But, you know, but I buy the, if I do, I'm not trying to sound like a pretentious asshole, but I don't know another way to do it. But if I buy caviar, I buy it online. It's cheaper. I mean, you can buy it like at Whole Foods and stuff, but it's like $100 a pop. And it's like, that's a lot.
Jesus. I live in the middle of Wisconsin. We don't have fancy enough stores here. I grew up in Minnesota in Minneapolis. If you wanted something, store and got it around here. Nope. We're second class citizens, man. You can't find shit.
Here's a funny thing about Wisconsin. Everybody, you know, it's like the cheese state and everybody loves artisan cheese and stuff now. And everybody's like, oh, you must have the best cheese there. You go to the fucking grocery store in Wisconsin. It's bricks of cheese. There's not like a lot like today. I'll concede it has gotten better, but I mean, today there is like a little case that has some other options, but for the most part, we're talking bricks of cheddar and mozzarella and pepper jack
and Colby.
We don't have like the artisan shit from Wisconsin. It's in other states. Like there's cheese that I love. There's a great Parmesan called, it's from Satori, cheese. And it's a cheese place. It's like right down the road from my parents' house. Didn't even know it fucking existed. And some of the best Parmesan there is. And I didn't know about it, so I was in a different state because nobody was like, we didn't eat that stuff there.
No, I
it was
think
the Kraft
there's
singles.
There's something about it's okay for us to make the cheese here, but we're not good enough to eat
You're not good enough to eat it. It's so weird.
Isn't it?
Oh, but my
you're right.
God. No.
You are 100% right. You should be able to walk into a store and see the most glorious selection of cheese. And it's bullshit. Basically, it's just like,
you're getting like the hush puppies there at the grocery stores. And like everybody else in other parts of the country get the good stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
It's true. It's weird. I don't know how we got onto that from talking about Lori Vallow Daybell and some of me talking about buying caviar online.
Well, I was talking about CVS in heaven and you brought up hot dogs and creme fraiche.
That's how we went there. I do not normally buy caviar online, by the way. I did buy some a couple months ago because I was curious. It was one of those things that kept popping up on Facebook and was like, buy me.
I don't get caviar ads on my Facebook. That's not what I'm getting. You're getting that?
I was looking up caviar. I was like, I had some and I'm like, that's kind of good stuff. Like, I'm kind of curious. And then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna try a little bit more of this. This is, Anyway. No, I don't normally. That's not part of my diet. Wagyu beef and that sort of thing are.
Oh my God.
A5.
Yeah, let me pause the recording so you can carve up your Branzino.
My Branzino. What's my Branzino?
You don't. Oh, really?
Branzino Mina. It's in a fucking rap song.
It's a fish.
Oh, I never had. What is that, Branzino?
It's like a white fish. It's an Italian thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a European bass.
Oh, I like sea bass.
Oh my God, I know something about food that you don't.
My Branzino, my Quito, my vida. What the fuck song is it? Quito. It's we go back
the
like
Boys,
days. And play, no, we're not. Days. We want to ride around and cost you a dollar, mama. Huh?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, I don't want to be a player no more. Think I've had my life for Joe and Big Pun. Anyway, continuing on with the true crime story, everyone. This is why you listen to us, so you can get the latest Big Pun song from 25 years ago. So Judge Travis Matterson has overseen the case, ruled on Thursday that Vallow is mentally competent to proceed with her trial. Citing the results of the evaluations, Vallow's legal team also raised concerns about whether she would be allowed to represent herself during the trial, which I say do it. Come on. This would be oh, we've been through enough with you, Lori. You've drug us through hell and back and made us just have to question so many horrible things about life and what people are capable of. I think you owe it to us to represent yourself on camera in trial. I think that would be a great time.
I would pay to see that.
I would do a pay-per-view, and I think all the money should go to the family, Kay Woodcock, and I think it should all just go there. Jay Matasorian clarified that while Vala would not be allowed to defend herself fully, she would be permitted to participate in her defense and assist her attorneys. Yay! The ruling allows the case to move forward. As Vala was scheduled to appear in court for a status conference on Friday, investigators believe the dark religious beliefs motivated the crimes, a theory that continues to underpin the case against Vala and her husband, Chad Daybell. Vala is currently serving a life sentence in Idaho for involvement in the deaths of her children, and her husband, Chad Daybell, was sentenced to death in the same case. Yeah. This won't end well.
Crazy shit.
Yeah, Chad's on death row, isn't he?
Yes. Last time I checked. I
wonder if Chad will come up with any books from prison while he's there.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so, too. I'd like to become Chad's publisher. I'm going to reach out to Chad.
You should. You should.
Like, why not, Chad? Let's publish. Let's hear you talk. Let's hear what you got to say.
Oh, but only if he narrates it.
I hope to be, it will be a two-parter. Just like the John and Elena stories.
Yes.
Which, by the way, my girlfriend listened to the other day. And she's like, I loved you and Stacy reading the John and Elena story. That was hilarious.
Weren't they fun?
Yes. I'm like, you went way back, didn't you? And she's like,
no, we actually did that as part of our year in review.
Exactly. And she's like, no, it was on the, I'm like, oh, Stacy must have put it in year in review. And that's where it was. So if you'd like to go back and relive the magic of the Elena, is it John or Elena and?
Oh boy. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And his, what was some of the terms that they used? They were pretty flashy.
It was so gross. It was like the worst erotic book that
it was like, great.
Like I got this from the bargain bin. I needed some erotica, but this was just all I could afford.
You know what? Here, you know what we should do? We should take the actual text of the John and Elena thing, throw it into ChatGPT and say, write chapter two.
And we should do a reading on it.
And we'll do a reading on it. This is coming to you, my friends, our audience, as a Christmas gift from us. We are going to create the AI version of chapter two to the John and Elena story.
Yay!
From Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow. It's coming soon. Press subscribe so you don't miss it.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.